This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Health officials in the U.S. state of North Carolina said on Thursday that they stopped administering Johnson & Johnson doses at a mass vaccination site in the capital, Raleigh, and at clinics in two other towns after at least 26 people experienced adverse reactions, including fainting. Wake County announced Thursday evening 18 of the more than 2,300 people vaccinated experienced adverse reactions to the coronavirus drug. Four people were taken to hospitals for further examination, and the state and federal health officials are now reviewing the matter. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention noted that reactions like fainting are not uncommon after someone is vaccinated, though it is reviewing reports of adverse reactions in North Carolina and three other states. In Colorado on Wednesday, 11 people saw adverse reactions after receiving a Johnson & Johnson shot. Two of those individuals were taken to a hospital. Australia and the Philippines limited use of the AstraZeneca vaccine on Thursday, while the African Union dropped plans to buy the shot. The Philippines suspended the use of AstraZeneca shots for people under 60 after Europe's regulators said on Wednesday it found rare cases of blood clots among some adult recipients, although the vaccine's advantages still outweighed its risk. Australia recommend those under 50 get Pfizer's candidate in preference to AstraZeneca's. The African Union says it now is exploring options, with Johnson & Johnson having dropped plans to buy AstraZeneca's vaccine from India's Serum Institute. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday ordered tighter regulations of some weapons and pressed Congress to renew the country's long-expired ban on assault weapons. With relatives of those killed in school shootings watching at the Rose Garden at the White House, the president called American gun violence an international embarrassment. Biden authored his proposals after several high-profile deadly mass shootings in the states of Georgia and Colorado. Among the proposals, Biden directed the Justice Department to issue a proposed rule to stop the proliferation of what law enforcement officials call ghost guns, handmade firearms that don't have serial numbers, making it difficult for police to track their owners when the weapons are used to commit crimes. Under Biden's proposal, the White House said the weapons would be covered by regulations in the National Firearms Act, which would require registration. Lawmakers have repeatedly talked about gun violence but failed to agree on measures to curb it. The U.S. ban on the sale of assault weapons expired in 2004, and the law was not renewed. Most adults will not need a permit to carry a handgun in the U.S. state of Tennessee anymore. A new law, which takes effect July 1st, allows adults 21 and older and military members between 18 and 20 to carry a handgun either openly or concealed without first clearing a background check and training. The law does make exceptions for people with certain mental illnesses and criminal convictions, and it does not apply to long guns. The governor, Bill Lee, signed the measure into law, tweeting, "It shouldn't be hard for law-abiding Tennesseans to exercise their Second Amendment rights to bear arms." A former American priest who saved lives during East Timor's struggle for independence, standing trial over accusations he sexually abused girls who lived at a shelter he founded. Richard Dasbach established the shelter decades ago for orphans and other destitute children in the Asian country. The 84-year-old facing 14 counts of child sexual abuse, one count of child pornography, and one count of domestic violence. And the number of suicides fell 6% last year amid the coronavirus pandemic, the largest annual decline in at least four decades, according to preliminary government figures. Authorities say it's hard to say why suicides dropped so much. Experts suggest one factor may be the phenomenon seen in early stages of war and disaster, when communities pull together and people focus on survival. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.